Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear that noise, Woj?
No, I don't actually. What is it? What?
Le'Veon Bell swimming in all of that cash that apparently is being thrown in his direction.
Leave Le'Veon alone.
What a pathetic ploy by Le'Veon Bell and his people to act like he's getting all of this interest when in reality, there is not much of a market out there. I could be way wrong on this, and that's fine.
I'd be careful declaring that so just yet, pal.
I think he's trying to act like, oh, man, I have all these semi-trucks in front of my house clogging the street up with people just ready to dump cash on me. I don't buy it.
I would be careful. People were saying that Antonio Brown wasn't going to get the deal that he wanted.
But Brown is a little bit...
He did.
Brown is different,
he's older than Le'Veon Bell,
sure,
yes.
But also wide receivers have a little bit more value right now.
Don't you
Bell's
be dancing.
Bell's an older running back.
Don't be dancing on Le'Veon Bell's grave. Just yet. Who knows?
Right.
Maybe the Lions jump into the mix. Who is going to be the running back? People now say maybe Mark Ingram. I mean, their second running back. I'm going with Tevin Coleman, but everybody thinks he wants to be a feature back, which...
He's probably going to go get paid, I think, is what more so what he wants to do.
The Lions will pay him? Come on!
With what money do they have left?
Oh, they still have plenty left.
Uh-huh. I don't know. Maybe if they can structure it in that way. I highly doubt that's what the Lions do, though.
The Lions did not make any major deals today, unlike yesterday. I understand Bob Quinn. Oh, I know you're going to say.
Zach Center. Come on. Stop poo-pooing the re-signing of Zach Center. It's a big deal.
Zach Center is a fine third running back. Is third, not second, third.
He's always there to answer questions in the locker room as well.
Yeah, good guy. Good guy in the room. But yeah, Martha's told Bobby Q, that's it. All right. No. You maxed out your credit card. No more.
She got the statement today in the mail.
She's like, oh my Lord, Bob. Robert, get in here.
It's like anytime I fly anywhere, you know, like I went to Vegas, mid-January, and the first thing I tried to pay for, tried to get like a nice little bottle of liquor, right?
Oh, no.
And I'm at the party store, and it says, oh, I'm sorry, sir, your card's not going through. I'm like, what? I have plenty of cash in there. Like, it's not like I already went to Vegas and lost all my money betting. Like, we're just starting the trip, right? It was my bank, you know, basically going, oh, well, I don't know. And they sent me a text immediately after.
Exactly. No, that's
she
what they
got
do.
That thing. Yeah.
That's what they do when you, especially when you're doing it out of town.
Yeah.
And there's
it's
little,
nice, but it's also really annoying.
Are there little geeks sitting in banks and they know you and they go, wait, he doesn't normally go to Vegas. Somebody stole his car and went to Vegas.
But
it's unfair.
It's funny, though, because there will be other times where... Say, okay, you go to Metro Airport, right? And I always get a coffee there, okay? Or something,
really?
You know, you get a cookie, whatever it is, some vegan thing, you know? And it's almost like if you do that, okay, and then you buy something on the flight, and then you buy something when you get to your destination, they track it and go, okay, this all makes sense. It's probably not fraudulent. This time, for whatever reason, they didn't have the right person on it. I don't know.
I'm surprised they didn't call you up. Kyle, you normally don't go to Vegas. What are you doing? Like, shut up! You're my bank! Leave me alone!
We're also going to restrict you from spending this amount of money on the trip so that you don't gamble it all away.
Right.
And I'm sitting there going, no, give me it all, damn it!
So we don't think the Lions have any more big moves coming. We don't think.
Probably not.
Right?
It's okay. Well, look, they still have an entire draft. You know, to upgrade
nine
the team,
draft picks.
So.
Real quick, off the top of your head, they have nine draft picks coming up end of April.
Okay.
Out of those nine, how many will be offensive players and how many will be defensive players? I was thinking about this.
Like,
holes that they still, because they, I mean, they got a couple of good defensive players, but they also picked up offensive players too.
Think about this. They're going to take a tight end at some point. I don't think in the first round. So that's
one. They're
going
to take a receiver.
They're going to take an offensive lineman. They're going to take a receiver. Yes.
That's three.
They'd like taking quarterbacks. I could see them taking a quarterback late.
And
that gets you up to four.
They might take a running back.
Yeah. So I would go five out of nine. I would go
five
offensive,
four
defensive. Yeah.
It's going to be right around there. Pretty evenly
so.
Split, I
yeah.
think. Yeah.
Huh.
Looking forward to that.
That was good stuff on the fly. Great question there. Okay, look. I want to get... We spent a lot of times on the
Snotty?
Lions.
Was that...
No, that was actually... No, that was good.
Oh, I thought you meant Snotty.
No, we talked it all out. That was solid. But we talked a lot about the Lions and free agency, the big signings that, you know, took place yesterday. And I think we have well established that the Lions are winning the Super Bowl and you should start getting excited,
February
right?
February 2nd, 2020, I put
Absolutely.
It out there.
Absolutely. So I wanted to get into this. And you and I, you know, touched on this a little bit before the show. I was actually watching the game last night, Jazz Thunder, as I'm sure a lot of people out there were really intrigued by. Excellent win by OKC on the road. The Jazz just couldn't get their offense going. It was disastrous. But that wasn't... That's not what we're going to get
incident?
Into. I did see the incident you know, during the game. And, of course, it went all over social media. If you don't know what we're talking about, Russell Westbrook was on the Oklahoma City Thunder bench. And there was a fan and apparently his wife that were saying some... inappropriate things towards Russell Westbrook over and over. They were potentially racially insensitive. They were, you know, potentially, what's the word you want to use?
They said there was no vulgarities as far as curse words. There's no
homophobic, I think is probably the word you would want to use.
But nothing like that was caught on tape.
No.
What was caught on tape was Russell Westbrook saying, you know, I'm going to come over there and blank you
I'm
up
I'm going to come over there and
wife.
F you up and yeah. your wife, yes. Mm-hmm. And Westbrook apparently said after the game that the quote that was levied in his direction was, quote, get on your knees like you're used to. And he, of course, thought it was totally disrespectful, inappropriate on many different levels. After the game, Westbrook talked about it. The fan talked about it. And you saw the interview with the the Jazz fan.
With the dumbass.
He was obviously lying and
totally.
Trying to make it seem like he didn't do anything wrong. And it's all come out today. You had Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell of the Jazz basically come out saying, you know, that it, hopefully this isn't a reflection of the Jazz fan base. They don't want it to be like that, but they know there's been multiple incidences. The Jazz have banned this fan from the arena for life.
Yes.
Not just for Jazz games, but for any event at the arena ever again.
Can't and come. They kicked him out of Utah, the state, for life.
Yeah.
No, they should. Good. No.
Living
Listen.
In Utah, that's punishment yeah. enough, isn't it?
There is enough stories that came out after this just now about NBA players saying Utah is an issue. Other people have had problems with fans in Utah. Make whatever deduction you want out of that. I think we know what deduction we can make, and I'm not stereotyping, but if you look at the dumbass, the fan, Shane Kiesel, and giving the interview, lying his ass off. He said, oh, no, I didn't say get on your knees. I said, hey, you got ice on your knees. Maybe you should put heat on it now. It's the worst
yeah,
lie
that makes sense.
I've ever seen. That's a great heckle. Hey, you got ice on your knee. Maybe you should put a heat pad on. It's a big...
Keep icing them. You're going to need them.
So as soon as I saw that, I knew he was lying. I knew it was racially charged or racially motivated. And I don't care that Russell Westbrook went after him verbally.
All right, so the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Now, Russell Westbrook has also been fined $25,000 by the NBA. I think the NBA kind of had to do that just
because
yes, they don't want things like this happening where players are lashing out at fans. The NBA termed it as, quote, for directing profanity and threatening language to a fan. So Westbrook takes his little fine, which is nothing to him. This fan... And I'm assuming possibly his wife, I have no idea, banned from the arena for life. But it does lead to a bigger discussion of fan behavior, what you're allowed to get away with. Do you think that this was handled properly, not only by, you know, say the NBA, but, you know, also by the Utah Jazz and even really by Russell Westbrook? Because he didn't necessarily have to stand up and start screaming at this fan and start threatening him and his wife either.
No, but now people realize he has a quick trigger and they're doing it. The kid that, you know, touched him or whatever and got talked to by Westbrook mm-hmm. recently at another game. To me, that's just seizing a chance to create a scene. And no, yeah, you wish Westbrook could control his emotions better, but... He can't. And if it is a racially tinged thing being yelled, I understand why he can't.
248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. I love to hear from fans on this because you hear this all the time. Even just walking to go do, you know, halftime of the Pistons games, you know, you hear fans directing, you know, things at players on the bench. Never anything like this, but did these fans go a little bit too far? Should Russell Westbrook have responded the way that he did? Do you think that all parties, whether it be the Jazz, the NBA, Westbrook, the fans, do you think that this was handled properly? 248-539-9797. I have my own thoughts on this, and we'll go a little bit.
Oh, boy.
We'll veer a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Away from the path of it. We'll do that coming up. 97.1.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.